Mohammed Jafar is the chairman and chief executive officer at Kuwaiti Danish Dairy Company, or KDD. KDD has developed a prototype for how food could be re-engineered with a more scientific approach, a metabolic matrix, creating foods that are better for bodies and the planet with metabolically supportive ingredients and processes. They're using this approach to re-engineer their own foods, but this approach to nutrition could also make smarter use of agricultural land while keeping generations healthier. Here's Mohammed.
The cost of the food industry worldwide is $9 trillion. These are the costs that can be measured. There are other hidden costs. And you might say, well, what are these hidden costs? And how much are they? Of these $20 trillion, $6 trillion are related to the environment. And $11 trillion are related to health and healthcare. We've got a problem. How do we solve the problem? And this is where the metabolic matrix kicks in. So we went to the University of California in San Francisco to a number of other scientists, independent, and we created a science panel. We said to them, we want to check if our foods are any good. How do we go about it? They said, well, really, you need to find out how these foods that you're making, or any food for that matter, is metabolized in your body. So it's not farm to fork, it's farm to body, because this is where it's processed. They said, well, for food to be, in our opinion, scientific opinion, be nutritious or healthy, it must protect the liver, feed the gut, and it must support the brain. Do your foods do that? I said, well, we don't know. Let's find out. How do we find out? I said, there's one way to chemically test these products. So we sent all of our products to be tested to find out what they did to the liver of our consumers, whether they fed their guts and whether they were kind to their brains. And we pledged that those products that don't meet these three criteria would have to be moved, would have to be improved, would have to be re-engineered to meet those criteria, so that we can look ourselves in the mirror and say, the foods that we make are truly nutritious. They're not a greenwash. We're looking at every product that we've got, and we're saying, we must find a solution to this, so that the products that we make, the 9 billion or trillion that others make worldwide, do not contribute to this problem, the 11 trillion, to the health and healthcare system and go about bankrupting Medicare, the NHS, or the insurance companies. And that would mean that we have to really examine every food that is being produced to determine whether it is good or not. So basically, there are solutions. Do you like ice cream?
I do.
There are products that are currently being used in the United States. One of them is called allulose. Now, unlike sugar, this product, and there are others, but allulose does not spike your insulin level. So you can replace this product, you can remove the sugar from your ice cream and put allulose instead. Then when you eat that spoonful of ice cream, the allulose is not metabolized the way that the sugar is metabolized in the liver on one hand. But also, a product like that would be suitable for diabetics. So, now you'll say, well, why doesn't everyone put allulose in their ice cream and be done with it? Allulose is expensive. It's about 6 times the price of sugar. We really need to bring those costs, to make them disappear, is the ideal, really. Not just to health. I need to touch a little bit also on the environment. So, regenerative farming is on the agenda today. The land has been used and abused over a period of time and basically is unable to give us the bounty that it did before without taking a lot of water. And so regenerative farming is a way of dealing with the soil so that it retains more carbon, so that it's not exhausted. So we need to improve the process of growing foods and making sure that it's done in an environmentally sustainable way. But we must never forget what we're growing. So take the wheat in Ukraine. We need it badly. And for people who are starving, who rely on it for their daily food, they're not thinking about my metabolic matrix. Yeah. They want food. They want it now. And we must ask ourselves, the wheat that we're consuming, is it dwarf wheat? Wheat, when it is ultra-processed and turns into a white powder, can be metabolized in your body in such a way it turns into a sugar. Not healthy. It's cheap, it tastes good, it looks good, it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, but it ain't no duck. There hasn't been a time in history such as we live in. And you've got all sorts of innovations happening, right, left, and center. There's the good, there's the bad, there's the ugly, there's the exceptional. But before we channel all the capabilities that we have, we need to define exactly what we want. Otherwise, we're replacing one problem with a similar problem or with something worse. So it's important as we're working on processes and trying to improve those processes that we don't forget the 9 billion who are on the planet. There's no good saving the planet if you're killing the apes who are on that planet.